Showers and thunderstorms will likely occur across the lower portions of the Midwest over the next several days, mainly as a disturbance works its way eastward along a stationary frontal boundary from the Central Plains. The precipitation that occurs in all of this region, including hard red winter wheat country, will likely be beneficial from a winter wheat perspective, but fieldwork will likely be disrupted across many of these areas. The region to be impacted will be from the Texas Panhandle and portions of Colorado through a big part of Kansas and northern Oklahoma through Missouri and eventually over to Ohio. The precipitation will come in waves. We do not expect to see continuous precipitation across this region over multiple days, but instead we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms periodically across this corridor between now and the end of the weekend. But most of the precipitation will be focused between now and Saturday morning. The majority of the precipitation is not likely to be heavy either, but there will be pockets of heavier rainfall just simply because there will be a repetition in the precipitation pattern. And so some areas from portions of Kansas and Oklahoma over into parts of Illinois could see some 1 to 2 inch amounts, and it wouldn't be surprising at all to see some local totals maybe as high as 2.5 to 3 inches in a couple of counties. The precipitation will be mostly beneficial for those areas that have not seen significant precipitation in recent weeks, and that includes places like eastern Kansas, Missouri, and portions of Illinois. There are other areas that have received precipitation but have only received it in a light manner, and that seems to be occurring most often in the hard red winter wheat country. In fact, there's been two other significant rain events since the latter part of August in hard red wheat country, but every one of those disturbances was followed by a prolonged period of dry and very warm to hot weather. The difference between those events and the one coming up here now is the fact that we won't be hot after this rain event passes. Temperatures will still be in the 70s and 80s, but we'll be able to conserve the moisture a lot better and keep it in the soil longer, which means that some of the wheat crop out there will be able to benefit from the moisture over a longer period of time. Planting of wheat, not only in the Central Plains, but throughout the lower Midwest, will likely occur aggressively immediately following this precipitation period and will likely see good stands in the long run. Northern portions of the Midwest are not likely to see much precipitation for a while, and the result of that will likely be a combination of factors. Number one, we probably will see the ground continuing to dry out across the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, and some moisture stress will likely continue in those few areas where wheat is produced, and most likely, though, the dry and warm bias in those areas will be beneficial for the harvest of crops, especially those that were involved with the killing freeze here recently, which does include most of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin down into portions of Iowa. And as we go on out in time, we'll likely see temperatures bounce around a little bit, but mostly be in a warmer than usual mode across the Midwest. You'll see some coolness in the upper portions of the region here today and tomorrow, with some 50 and 60 degree readings likely from Minnesota over to Michigan. The temperatures in those areas will moderate as we move on out further in time, with readings in the 60s and lower 70s expected as we move forward towards the weekend and on into the early part of next week. In the meantime, temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will likely be mostly in the 70s and perhaps even a few lower 80s over the next couple of days, but as rainfall increases and cloud cover becomes more dense, we'll likely see most of those temperatures holding in the 70s. Next week's weather will likely bring some colder weather into the northern plains and the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, with a good chance for some rain developing ahead of that colder air. Eventually, that precipitation may spread across a larger portion of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.